You're listening to Podketeers.
Welcome to episode 517 of Podketeers. This week, the Aurora Borealis takes a peek down south, senior moments trying to purchase in-game currency, we take a look at a video of Tokyo DisneySea's Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey, Disney Plus, Max, Hulu, and other streaming companies are combining their services into a bundle, and a new drone show called Disney Dreams That Soar is coming to Disney Springs. Remember that you can also check out the video version of this podcast by going to youtube.com/podketeers. We'd love for you to join the conversation on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, or YouTube, but we would love for you to join us on Discord. Joining the community is super simple. Just head over to podketeers.com/links and click on the Discord button to join our community. While you're on that page, you'll also find some of our most commonly asked for links, including our latest episode, a link to the Quizneyland playlist, some of our fundraising efforts, a link to our Armchair Imagineering playlist, plus links to our YouTube channel and Larry's YouTube channel, Goofy Guys Adventures. Before we jump into the episode, we would like to take a moment to acknowledge a very special group of listeners known as the FGP Squad, our podcast fairy godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that help make these episodes of Podketeers possible. As part of the FGP Squad family, you get some additional perks like exclusive discount codes for Podketeers gear, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, access to our happy hour calls when we get an opportunity to do those, giveaways, and more. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to check out podketeers.com/FGP. And of course, a super special thank you goes out to the FGP Squad for their continued support. So that's it. I'm going to get this audio and video uploaded to YouTube and go get some rest. But if this is your first time hanging out with us, welcome. We hope that you enjoy the episode and that you come back for more. And of course, if you've been hanging with us for a while now, welcome back, friends. Here is episode 517 of Podketeers. Do I sound okay? Like, am I still super, super nasally?
That's not too bad. I mean, it sounds like you got a scratch in your throat or something, but it's not like the worst
thing
I've ever
heard. It's not too
bad. It doesn't sound nasally.
It's more like Robin the Frog. Yesterday I was like more Kermit the Frog. The day before that was all you Mario fans out there. Remember Wart from Super Mario Brothers 2? That's what I had in my throat like a couple days ago. I'm a little under the weather. Haven't been feeling great for the last few days. So if you thought the last several weeks of release time have been a little late, boy, are you in for it this week.
Surprise.
Surprise. So I am going to do my best to trek through this episode. But yeah, I feel a little better than I did the last few days, but the first couple of days, my throat felt like it was on fire, and at the same time, I had 1,000 tiny shards of glass that were all like stabbing me in the throat as it was burning. So it's been fun, like eating, swallowing, talking. All the ings that go along with
right
stuff.
You can't even have ice cream. You can't have like the good stuff.
Oh my goodness!
I'm sorry.
I tried to have so I figured that because it was burning, that if I had something colder, that it would help soothe it. Nope, made it feel worse. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe I can have some tea. Nope, made it feel worse. Tried to have lukewarm water, have just like bottles of water. Nope. Totally hurts.
Seven up?
I can't drink anything. Jeez. The carbonation would mess me up if I try to have it. So I'm a little better today. I am able to drink. It doesn't hurt as much anymore. So
I had some allergy stuff a couple weeks ago and I found it sounded like Darth Vader for a few days.
Like, it did your voice get, like, all deep? Or like,
it got really deep. I was just able to just go... Yeah, I was going around because my voice was so deep. I was just going, like, just, like, but in a deep voice. I can't do it now. It's not working. I just say, yeah. I don't know. But I was just going around making like a low noise and singing low songs that I normally wouldn't be able to sing because my voice is all low.
I'm probably there right now. This is like my smelly cat phase. Mm-hmm. I'm like in good smelly cat territory. But then I have this like, I don't know if you ever go through this when you're sick, but you know that weird like tickle in your nose that makes your eyes water because you want to sneeze?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's just there and it's annoying. And I'm not sneezing, but it's there and it makes my eyes water at random every so mm-hmm. often. Like, that's what I keep feeling. And like, I want to go to bed. I just want to go sleep now. So I think we're going to jump in and try to get through this podcast. And yeah, this is going to be interesting. I've done episodes while I haven't been feeling well before, but I've never done an episode where my throat has felt as bad as it has the last few days. Like, it's always like other stuff that I could take something for. Mm-hmm. And this time, it's going to be interesting how I'm going to feel at the end. This is probably the most talking I've done in the last 5 days now. What's today? Oh, Wednesday. Yeah, since like Saturday. So it's going to be interesting.
That's okay. I can do some talking. I'll do my... I have my cup, but I can do Darth Vader with the cup.
Oh, nice.
Obi-Wan never told you. I don't know if that works. Or...
Yes, it does.
Is that what Hazen sounds like?
Is that what I sound like right now?
I don't know.
Andrew, come to the dark side.
No. Come with me, and we will rule the galaxy as father and son.
You kind of have like some little bit of helmet in there.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Or a little bit of Zerg.
I need something to like, I don't know, like cup it. Like, what if it got like my glasses case?
Does this help?
No, it just makes it sound like you're in a glasses case.
Nah, I don't like it. Go away, glasses case. You lose. Cool. Hey, I've had an opportunity to watch a few things on Disney Plus. There's a couple other videos I want to get into, but I just need to, before I forget, I didn't get a chance to tell you about this when it happened, but did you happen to watch the Mother's Day short on Disney Plus?
No, the Simpsons one, right?
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't.
It is, if you ever thought the Simpsons shorts were cameo driven, this one broke every record of cameos available.
Interesting.
It was super fun. I don't want to spoil it. It's really short, but it was super fun. They essentially go to Galaxy's Edge at one point. Aww. But like the planet, not at Disneyland. Like it's a long, like, you gotta watch it. The point is, there was so many cameos. I don't want to ruin it. Okay, never mind. That's all I'm gonna say. Watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It's a Mother's Day special for The Simpsons. It was pretty funny. Oh, that's gonna get annoying trying to like sniffle.
That's okay.
Mute button. Take a moment. Mute button. Unmute.
I should have set up a mute button shortcut or something. And then I know that while I'm editing, I'm gonna forget to mute those parts, and like halfway through the episode, just like. Like, you're gonna hear it.
I mean, you already put your disclaimer.
I'll apologize in advance for it. Andrew.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to see the pretty colors last week?
I tried so hard. We had it. So they happened, what? I think it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of last week or something like that. Or no, Friday, Saturday, Sunday last week. Okay. And Friday, I guess there was a really good, like, one. I was working all night, so I didn't get to see them. Tina, my wife, she got to see a little tiny snippet, really just kind of with her camera from the backyard. My aunt, nice. Who lives 15 minutes away, but on like a big hill, mm-hmm. and it's all dark out there, she was showing me pictures of purple and pink and nice. Everything. And so they're like, okay, tomorrow is supposed to be really good. And they're like, okay, around 2. And we go up to her house, and we're up there from 1, like 12:30 or maybe 1:30 to 2:30 or 3. Nothing. Not a single thing. We stayed up this whole time. I guess there was like one big flare at like 9:45 p.m. or something like that, and then nothing for the whole night. So we're just all there sitting at her house just waiting for something to happen. It doesn't happen. And then Sunday, we didn't even try. So, so nothing really up near me. I know people that got to see photos of it and got to see it around here. My sister lives in Wisconsin, and she was able to see it really well at her house. So, yeah, I mean, it's bananas, but I didn't get to see it, unfortunately.
That's crazy. Mel, what about you? Did you attempt to watch it? Because I know you were the one that posted it. You were the one that sent us a text message, and I know you posted it on Discord for people to try to view it. Did you have any luck seeing it? Because I know we're pretty far down.
No, there was no way, especially where I'm at. It's like light pollution city, so... I was like, nah, I wasn't going to do it. I lived off of everyone's posts. And that's how I spent my Saturday night, was just looking at all the different pictures, because I didn't want to drive out. Friday night, I was like, it's exciting. Do I want to drive out? I don't even know where to drive out. So I was like, I'll just live off of posts and videos, whatevers. I enjoyed them. But there were some beautiful shots, though.
Yeah, I would say, like, normally for something like that, I would say, like, the desert is the best place, right? But I think the desert was even further south, so we would have had to go north, like, up on the 5, like, to the Grapevine or something like that, to try to get as close as possible. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Over here, there's no way we would have seen it either, like... We sometimes get lucky and we get like 2 or 3 stars in the sky, but there's too much ambient light for us to enjoy anything like that here. So I didn't, aside from that, like I wasn't feeling all that great to be up at like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning outside, like trying to figure out like what was that. Oh, by the way, for anybody listening that doesn't know what we're talking about us viewing the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, here in California, and it was due to a magnetic storm, right? Like, what happened
something
exactly?
Something like that. I'm not 100% sure.
A solar storm?
On a solar storm.
On the moon? On this moon? On the sun? Wow.
Yeah. So it ended up causing, you know, all of this... I guess magnetism. I'm not sciencing
activity.
Right now. I can barely brain. So
there
if you
some
can make
sort
sense of what
activity.
I'm saying, awesome. But yeah, there was some kind of solar activity, and it was causing the Northern Lights to come down further or to be viewable further than they normally are. And when you first posted it, I was like, oh, this is fantastic. Like, I don't see myself going up north to see this anytime soon. Like, this is like the video for Tangled, right? And another one that we're going to watch later. I figured this is fantastic. I'll just set a camera up. I'll do a long exposure and then great. And then I realized we were too far south. And then I also wasn't feeling well. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to lay on the couch. I'm good.
Just did you happen to see the memes that came out of it, especially from those from LA? Because there was no chance of getting anything. And then there was... Sorry.
Oh, wait, I think I did see one.
Did you see one where the northern... Like, we have seen the Northern Lights, but it comes with the propeller on top, and...
Oh, that's the same one that I saw. Yeah.
It's like,
in LA.
Yeah.
Yep. In LA, we call that a ghetto bird. it is sadly the name that is given to helicopters that go around neighborhoods that, you know, I grew
have
up
some
in a
activity.
Couple of those neighborhoods. So they have some activity. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it that is the one that I saw as well. I really wish I would have had an opportunity to see it. I think that along with... kind of seeing the eclipse in the last couple of weeks, I think would have been like a cool, like, hey, this happened in the same like span of a month or two, right?
It's
two cool phenomena to see. But If anybody up north, I think I saw a comment, I think, from FGP squad member Heather. I think it was on Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. She was up north recently.
And oh, yeah.
It happened to not coincide. Like, she had just left, like, when that activity started happening. And so she was seeing pictures and posting. And she's like, why did this happen when I was gone? You know, like, why couldn't it have happened when I was there? Yeah, same. I would have loved to have seen more pictures. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen, I guess. But,
exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. Excuse me. Oh, Disney Dreamlight Valley updated again. You know, they're covering Disney Dreamlight Valley on the Disney Parks blog now.
Oh, because of the tie-in with the park stuff.
The parks tie-in and everything. Sense. Yeah. They just did another update. Last week, they did the first part of the park's Star Path. Mm-hmm. And they added the Main Street building, which I did not have sufficient moonstones to purchase on either one of my accounts. On one account, I didn't even have enough moonstones to uncover the full Star Path. So I was like stuck on page one, only being able to get three items. And then this week, they released a really cool, like the tools that you have in the game, the shovel and the staff. I forget what it's called now. I'm telling you, I'm not braining 100% right now. The water can, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have different skins you can buy for them, and they've never really interested me. They've had a Beauty and the Beast one, a Monsters Inc. one, and some other stuff. Yo, this week they made one that's Main Street Electrical Parade themed.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And it is actually really fun looking. I considered it until I saw that it was almost 4,000 moonstones for it.
Mm-hmm.
Way too expensive. They also added a new building. It's a confectionery building.
Yep.
And I thought it was just like another, just like a standard building you can use to decorate. Apparently, it's a skin for your house. So it's just like the castle and the haunted mansion and all that other stuff. It's just another house for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that going. And then one of my favorite additions in this premium shop was the addition of the elements to create your own hedge maze with Alice in Wonderland components. And so all right, so last week I devised this plan, right, where every day I was going to set three alarms and get my three, like, chests, and then I was going to submit my dream snap, and I was going to vote on everything, and I calculated it down to, like, figuring out that I was going to have, like, 7 days or 8 days or whatever to finish the Star Path if I was, you know, right on time to get all that stuff. Well, I forgot almost all of it this last week. So I had to make a decision. I missed out on the stuff last week, and I had to decide, am I going to spend, you know, 10 or 20 bucks to buy these things? Because I have to, like, my decision is, I'm still, you know, we're still trying to figure out the streaming thing, right? And I can't decide which account we're going to stream from. And that's going to play a big role in what I want to purchase, because I want the stuff that I purchase to be available on the account that we end up streaming on. The problem is that they're on two different platforms and they don't cross like the stuff that you purchase. And so if I buy it on the one that I'm going to be streaming on, and, you know, we've been running into some issues trying to stream, so that's been delayed a bit, and I don't get a chance to enjoy them on the account that I normally use, you know, the most, then did I really buy them? You know, because I'm not enjoying them. And then on top of that, like, leave all that alone. Then I start thinking, like, man, I honestly, I feel guilty spending money, because I'm thinking, like, I joke about the skins in, like, Fortnite and stuff being, like, digital pajamas for the like, characters and players. I'm like, these are digital pajamas for my house. Like, I'm not going to use all of them. It's one at a time. Like, that, like, this could be used for food, or, like, there's, like, I don't know. It's, like,
a physical thing you could hold in your hand. You could buy cards with that.
I mean,
yeah, I could buy cards with it. But even then, like, sometimes I feel bad about it.
Well, okay. This is one way to see it. One, you could always save up your, you know, your moonstones, because that's the items are going to rotate no matter what. Two, you could also think of it as, how do I say this? You know how much you would spend at Disneyland, and what you're spending on the game is probably like, what? Two
fractions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing, get where, like, you're Disney from. Math.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Like, I'm, like, I understand Disney math as well. And yes, I could justify it that way too. And I think that's how I'm going to have to feel better about it, because I gave in and bought the stupid moonstones.
Don't feel bad. I think I'm going to have to do the same.
No, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I bought $20 worth on both consoles.
Okay, so okay, what is that? Eight churros. That's like a week's worth of churros.
It is. Yeah. It is like eight churros, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, but at the same time, like, I do try to justify it, not necessarily with the Disney math, but it is, like, I'm not really going to the parks right now, right? So the game has helped supplement that Disney fix for me.
Absolutely.
So, I do have fun decorating and, you know, playing, you know, the game and interacting with the characters and doing the paths and stuff like that. So that's kind of what convinced me to buy them. It didn't help me not feel guilty about it, but it's what helped convince me to buy the Moonstones to begin with. And so I bought them, and it's because it's my first time buying Moonstones, I had no idea how this was going to go, right? So I put my credit card in, and then I got I made the purchase on both consoles. And so I'm sitting there waiting for the Moonstones, because I know that I bought them, like, right before the turnover happened from the last ones where the Main Street building was available. Mm-hmm. I bought them so I could get the Main Street building, and then the turnover would happen and I would get whatever the new stuff was. And I bought the Moonstones, and I'm sitting there waiting, and I'm looking at my Moonstones, and it's the same amount. And I'm like, okay, well, what's happening here? And so I went onto their FAQs, and you know, the FAQs were like, just wait an hour and it'll be applied to your profile. And if you don't see anything by the next day, contact customer support and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, but if I contact customer support in the morning, I'm not going to be able to get the Main Street building. Like, the time is going to expire. So I'm like freaking out, and I was getting impatient. And ultimately, I had no choice. I didn't know what to do. Like, they weren't showing up on either console. And I'm like, you know, did I purchase these wrong? Like, what's going on? My head was killing me. I'm like, I'm not going to decipher this right now. I gave up on it. I figured that at some point, the Main Street building would come back, you know, so that I can end up getting it. I honestly thought I had purchased it. If I had to put money on it, I honestly thought I had purchased it at least on one of my accounts.
Yeah.
And it turns out I didn't buy it on either one of them. And so I was upset. Oh. And so now I have these Moonstones that weren't showing up in my account.
Right.
And the next morning, I'm waiting for somebody to answer my chat. I was like, I tried to get in contact with somebody before I started work. And for some odd reason, I decided to search the internet, you know, just to see if maybe I could find something like that would help me while I was sitting there waiting and I was in the queue. And right. I happened to fall upon this Reddit article where somebody had the same question. They're like, I just bought Moonstones for the first time, but they're not showing up. I'm not seeing them appear. What am I doing wrong? Like, how should I purchase them? I used a gift card and they're not showing up. I was like, well, I used a credit card. So, but same thing, right? Same mission.
Right.
And then somebody messages back, oh, they don't get added automatically. You have to go to your mailbox and redeem them. You have to claim them in the
right.
mailbox. They were both there.
It's okay.
And because I had never done it, I missed out on the stupid Main Street building.
It'll come
back. So now, I don't know how long I'm going to have to wait, but I wanted that. I realized the one thing that I did buy was the Slinky coaster.
Oh, okay.
That's where my Moonstones went. But since I bought them, I was able to finally unlock the Star Path on the other profile so I can
nice.
Get the additional things out of the three. So I was so weak. I gave in. I bought the Moonstones and
that's
I bought
okay.
some stuff, but they're so fun. Next
they
week,
are.
I'm going to try to pull some video or some screenshots to show you the attractions because, or at least I'm going to try to remember. Please help me remember to do that so we can at least show a couple of clips of them. But they're so fun. I now have multiple attractions in each one. And one conversation that Jason and I had some time ago, actually, is we wanted to do like either a pre-recorded video or like a live stream or something mm-hmm. where we live build together,
ooh.
Like either a Main Street or a mini park or something, and we either do it in my valley or in his valley or whatever the case is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've been trying to figure out the streaming thing so we could do like fun stuff like that, and I haven't had the time to go back and figure out what is causing some of the issues. That's where we kind of are with that.
Gotcha.
In case anybody's wondering, but yeah. So there's that. And then the last thing I'll say about Dreamlight Valley this week is, remember I was like super giddy about the Monsters, Inc. building and how the
mm-hmm.
Monsters U building, where Mike and Sully were like, it's my favorite building now. It's so good. It's so detailed. Scratch that. That's gone. That's out the window. That's
okay.
So last week. So last month, whenever I said it. My new favorite is Oswald's house. Hands down. I look at it and it doesn't 100% fit with all the other buildings because it's kind of cartoony and everything, but the facade of that theater on the outside, and then when you walk inside, it looks like a swanky comedy club, like a swanky jazz club inside.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like it I have just come to love Oswald's house. And like, Oswald's becoming my best friend right now. Like, me and Oswald are like besties in the game now.
BFFs.
I love him so much. I want an Oswald plush now.
Nice.
So, yeah. Disney Dreamlight Valley cost me too much money this week.
I saw they also added Superstar Limo. Is that right?
No, it's not Superstar Limo. It's a Monsters, Inc. attraction.
Oh, are you
that
sure?
has a little taxi.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just kind of like it's going in circles in what looks like Monstropolis. The first time I saw it,
mm-hmm.
the vehicle actually reminded me of Cartoon Spin.
A little bit, aww. Yeah, because it's not as long as the super stretch limos that were... in Superstar Limo. Yeah. I'm going to call it Superstar Limo.
It works.
Either way, but this one, I wonder if you can ride this one since it's kind
you
of
can.
Like indoor outdoor that you can, because it's like
yeah.
indoor outdoor kind
oh,
of
that's
thing.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's what I want to get some of the footage of us doing. Just first of all, I just want to set up as many attractions as possible. And then
yeah.
second, ride the attractions so we can
yeah.
kind of like look around and you can see what it looks like from the attraction in
totally.
The game. So. Cool. Are either of you going to give in and purchase Moonstone so that I don't feel so weak on my own?
Yep.
I mean, I still have like 20,000 Moonstones, so I don't know if I need to right now, but maybe.
You are, Mel?
Of course. I mean, I buy scratchers. There's money I don't get back sometimes, so...
That's true. I buy scratchers sometimes. I buy... Not the scratchers, but I get the lotto, the quick pick lotto sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what they just added? I didn't realize this. What? Apparently, this was just added, like, today to the game. They added popcorn buckets. There's, like, a Figment popcorn bucket.
Oh,
the Mickey Ears popcorn bucket. Like, the balloon. I forgot what the other ones are, but there's, like, a new set of quests where you find Disney buttons in three different colors, and you use the buttons to craft the popcorn buckets. And they also added themed cupcakes that are part of the new thing.
I gotta just take a week off and just play this game. Jeepers creepers.
Did you see the update that I posted on Discord? They actually just posted that update today.
Yeah.
You want to
tell everyone what that is real quick in case anybody plays?
So in the in your mailbox, you would get your mail, and in there, the GameLop have sent a warning saying that the cupcakes, there's, I guess, a couple of quests that are requiring for us to make the cupcakes. So they're saying do not make the cupcakes or cook them, I guess you would say. Don't cook them outside the homes. Do it inside the house or inside the homes or inside the realms. There's like a bug that's happening, a glitch. And if you got that email, you also got 500 moonstones. So that's a nice thing right there.
That would have paid a portion of one of my roller coasters.
Yep.
I'm just gonna tell them four times that I didn't get them, and hopefully they'll send me another 1,500. This update is a little buggy, I will admit. Like, it's probably, they added a lot, but it's probably the buggiest it's ever been. Because right now, if you, I the only reason I know about this one is because I saw photos that people were posting of this. Mm-hmm. But you know how one of the premium items is it Meg's dress?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Meg's dress, if you buy it, if you're wearing it and you do a critter shot, like when you're holding your critter, your head disappears, your knees disappear, like it, like you have floating hair. It is like, it's a ghost. Yeah, you got like floating hair with like a, it's crazy looking. I'm going to see if I can find some of those because they were just super funny. Or I'm going to try to replicate it. Ah, but then I got to buy the dress. Never mind. I don't want to buy the dress. It's too expensive. I'd rather use it on the attractions. I'll just try to find some of the photos because they were pretty funny. But yeah, that it's good to know that at least they know a workaround for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the bugs that I'm experiencing right now is if I place the confectionery building, which I replaced on like the main plaza, because I was trying to create like a main street on the main plaza, it crashes my game. Like as soon as I set it down, within 5 seconds, the game just shuts down on me and it does the whole like error report thing and everything. So luckily, it's not putting me in a weird loop where I can't even launch the game, because that's what's happening to some other people. They can't even launch the game.
That's frustrating.
So, I decided, I guess I'm not putting the confectionery up there. Oh, no, it's not the confectionery. It's Daisy's shop that's causing the problem. Yeah. When I put Daisy's shop up there, that's what's causing it. I don't know if
you put it somewhere else, is it fine? Have you tried?
So right now, when I first placed it, I placed it in the Peaceful Meadow.
Mm-hmm.
Like right behind where Goofy's shop, like where his stall is. Like, because I never moved Goofy's stall from the meadow.
Oh, okay.
So I put like Daisy's shop right behind it. And that's kind of where it's been since I unlocked the character. But because I was trying to build the main street up in my plaza, I moved it right next to the stairs. So it's like the shop, like you kind of see the door as you come down the stairs, like right in the middle. And every time I place it in that specific area, the game crashes. I haven't tried placing it anywhere else up in the plaza, but that's kind of where I want it. So I'm either going to have to figure out another design.
Hopefully in another update.
Fix for it. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Let's see. All right. So last week we talked about the Frozen attraction that is coming to Fantasy Springs at Tokyo.
No,
Disney
the Tangled
sea.
Attraction.
Tangled.
The Tangled attraction.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. Oof. Thank you. But this week we have another video of one of the other attractions coming to Fantasy Springs, and that is Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey. So the attraction doesn't open until June 6th, I believe. So this is also a soft opening for the attraction. I was able to find a couple of videos. The one that we're going to be watching is by Tom Bricker. One of my fave journalists of Disney content. He posted a video of the soft open, and it is, I can't say if it's fun really or not, because I decided to wait so we could watch it together. And let me bring that up so we can watch it. We did get a copyright strike on the Tangled one for that brief set of seconds where the audio was loud enough for it to capture. So if you're watching, or if you saw last week's video and you notice that there's like a silent portion of the video, that's because YouTube gave me the option to just silence the video. So we did. So I'm gonna make sure that this one is low enough to begin with. But switch on over here. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
let's have a look at this.
The moon. What's funny about this ride is, so it's the same as Epcot, the track layout and everything. It's the same ride as Epcot, but they didn't do the projection faces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had read something about that.
Which is basically, it's the same layout as what was Maelstrom.
Wow.
Oh, this is pretty cool. Winnie the Pooh needs this.
Winnie the Pooh needs a lot of stuff.
Oh.
Does she want to build a snowman?
I don't know. It's in Japanese.
It doesn't have to be a snowman. Ah, that looks so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The little tiny animatronics of Anna and Elsa look adorable.
So that's the first time you go backwards in the traction.
Yeah, so the animatronics looks...
It's kind of like the same track as Maelstrom?
It's the exact same track, because that's what Maelstrom got turned into, was Frozen at Norway
Frozen
at Epcot.
Frozen Ever After at Epcot, right?
Yeah. So it's the same exact track layout from what I understand anyway, what I've been told.
Oh, look, projection. Peter Pan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so cool. The animatronics looks like they look 300 times better as animatronics without the projected faces.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just something, you know, they were trying. I think it was...
Oh, wow.
The reason they... Yeah. The reason they put it in the attraction was... The Epcot attraction was, I think it was something that they were trying. So, there was Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It's in Frozen... Little Mermaid Sebastian eyes are projections. In this, Olaf's eyes are still video, and Sven's eyes, I think, are still... I know Olaf's eyes are still video, but I think they might be like little video screens or something.
He looks so good, though.
Yeah.
Oh, this reveal right here is dope.
Wow, that's grand.
Is that a projection or like a tiny Leota?
No, that's a... No, it's a full-size animatronic. You're just coming up a hill. Of Elsa?
Ooh, perception.
Yeah. Oh,
that's cool.
That was such an amazing reveal.
But then we're going to see another... So this is taking us to where the second backwards section is.
That looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
This is how so to properly clear. Use projections right here.
Yes, projections should be augmenting existing, augmenting, you know, scenery and stuff is like a perfect thing for projections.
Oh, that was so good.
Wow.
Yo, this scene is so good. This is all projection too, right? I can't tell.
So there's the columns there, yeah, are being projected.
Oh, no, that's
upon,
an animatronic.
So all the figures are animatronic. All the scenery. So here's our second backwards.
Oh my goodness.
And then you go backwards down a ramp.
That.
Like backwards Pirates of the Caribbean. Is this not the...
Oh my gosh.
Do they not have the big...
Yeah.
Do they not have the big backwards drop? Their drop might not be as big.
Oh, she just got blasted.
Or I'm misremembering where it comes. Oh, is it with Marshmallow? I think it's with Marshmallow. Right. Okay,
oh, do we see Marshmallow animatronic?
Oh, please.
Yeah, I believe so.
I hope so. That'd be cool.
Am I like, oh, I might be having a fever dream that this happened. I'm going to have to look up the other Frozen ride, and maybe I'm mistaken.
Did you see how Anna's cape fell?
Mm-hmm. I've watched that like 10 times.
Yeah.
So now we're back going forward. So I guess there's no Marshmallow. Ignore me. I'm misremembering things.
Oh, this looks so good. The scene right here.
All the sun's coming back.
The setup, the transitions, it's so good. Smooth and... Oh my gosh.
Look at Olaf just skating around.
Mm-hmm.
That's so neat. Like,
I love the pose that they're in. It feels very dynamic.
Oh, please,
and not
please,
like.
Please tell me he's in this. What's his face?
Oaken?
Yes.
So I think at least in the queue for the Epcot one, you go through like Oaken's thing, and mm-hmm. then there's like a little door, and like it's like a video thing, and he comes through. It doesn't look like he's in this attraction. Now I want to like watch them side by side.
Can we? Okay. So first of all, this again, these projections supplementing this scene right here are just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then this door, damn, it looks so good. But I want to go back. Okay, yeah, and the ice palace here, hot damn, so good. I want to go back to this scene though.
Yes.
Oh, right here. Yeah, here's where it happened. Yeah, right here. Oh, that looks so freaking good.
Like, who? It's insane. It is insane.
The drop of the cape is so fluid.
Mm-hmm.
The illusion of her melting.
So I'm seeing this and I'm thinking... They really want to bring magic to Avengers Campus? Have the cape come alive. Stephen Strange's cape.
The way you can do this is because it's in a place where you can hide the mechanism.
Of course. Well, put it in a dark room.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that thing is just... That is...
So there's two theories. Yeah, there's two theories on how this actually works. It's either a cable holding up the end of the cape, or there's a frame inside here that goes through her back and kind of lowers and drops.
You know what it looks like?
Behind.
It looks like it's like a claw that's collapsing into itself.
Yeah, so it's like a bird's wing or something, like a couple different things, and it like folds down like a fan.
Exactly. It's just so subtle. Oh,
my goodness. Okay, so the fact that all three, Tokyo Disney Sea is the one with the really awesome pirates, right?
Mm-hmm.
With all the projections.
Well, that's Shanghai.
Oh, that's Shanghai. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. All right. Either way, but Tokyo Disney Sea does have the transformation of Beast.
Tokyo Disney Sea is the greatest theme park that's ever existed, as far as I can tell. It's the place I want to go to the most.
It looks so freaking magical.
So I just clicked through a video, a ride through of Frozen Ever After at Epcot, and there are some similar scenes, but it's not nearly as complex as this. I think I must have got bad information because everybody's like, yeah, it's the same ride and da-da-da-da-da. But this one, this Tokyo Disney Sea one has like, it feels like 10 more scenes in it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, 10 times the animatronics. In this, if I'm clicking through it right, we start with an Olaf and Sven animatronic.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see the trolls and then some video projection stuff and some small models. And then we have Olaf ice skating. And then we have Anna, Kristoff, and Sven. And then we have one Elsa. And then more video stuff. And then here's the marshmallow that I remember from that ride. And then an Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. And that's all the everything. That's the whole ride. So there's 10 times as many animatronics in this. I don't even think it's the same layout. I think it's the same concept where the boat goes forward and the boat goes back. But I don't think the layout's the same at all. Based on, I mean, you're showing the video there. The time is like 5 minutes and something.
Yeah. It's,
and this video is
six and a half.
And that's basically the whole ride. There's not too much queue.
There wasn't any queue. Like, the video starts as they're in the attraction already.
Yeah, and this video is 11 minutes long, but it has 3 minutes of queue at the beginning.
So
and
sad.
Then 4 minutes of the exiting queue. So it's like a 4-minute attraction at Epcot. Versus like a 6-minute attraction in Tokyo, so
that's crazy. I'm like, I'm seriously,
money talks, baby.
Yeah,
I'm telling you,
that's where they get
things,
like all the production is through money.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's things that Imagineering does that, in essence, seem simple, right? Like that effect feels very practical. In execution, it's possibly ridiculously complicated.
Yeah.
Because of how rigid it is and then how fluid it is when the cape falls and how Anna moves so fluid. Just you could see the melting just like it was when it was animated. But it also, like, if the same concept for the Beast transformation, right? Everything looks so fluid. It's really hard to catch how they're doing it.
I know how. But I've seen it.
Yeah. I know how it's done, but I'm saying that if it's hard to see how it's done, right? And I think that's what makes this so magical.
I agree. Yes, it's. I mean, if you're not looking for it, it's just like it's reality. It's that good that it is. It's really, if you're just there not being what an Andrew and going like, how do they do that? I bet you it was this, and being all annoying about it. If you're just sitting there, you know, enjoying the attraction, you're just amazed by it. I mean, I'm amazed by it, and I'm still thinking, you know, how are they doing this?
Yeah.
And same. Trying to figure it out in my head. It's fantastic.
I know I'm going to be like frame by framing this one for a while. Yeah. That's how much I love this.
Maybe they'll come up with like another in that. What's that new documentary thing on?
Oh, yeah.
Disney Plus.
This is Imagineering.
Yeah, maybe they'll have a little section on that. Who knows?
I hope
they do.
That'd
be nice.
You know what I hope is that something like this is on display at D23. Where they kind of show like a skeleton of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be super fun.
That would be great.
Man, so good. All right. Well, before we jump to the next thing, I do want to take a moment to thank a very special group of listeners, and that is the FGP Squad, our podcast for godparents, because it's their support via Patreon that help make these episodes of Podcateers possible. For more information on how you can become part of the FGP Squad family, we invite you to go to podcateers.com/FGP. There you will find a link to our Patreon, a little information about what the FGP Squad is all about, a list of some of our top contributors, and of course, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. But being a part of the FGP Squad family gets you some additional perks like a special section of Discord, additional content that we've uploaded to Patreon, special discount codes for new Podcateers gear, random giveaways, access to our happy hour calls when we can, when we get a chance to do those, and more. So again, any questions that you might have, please feel free to reach out to us. We'll be happy to answer any questions. And of course, to all of the members of the FGP squad, we just want to send a huge thank you for your continued support. Okay. There was a story last week about Hulu, Max, and Disney Plus coming up with a brand new bundle.
Mm-hmm.
This was reported actually by several news outlets. The one that I saw was an article in Variety that was talking about how, you know, they're usually rival companies and they all want to have their own streaming services. But now they're trying to work together to come up with this one package that will allow you access to all the streaming services. And on top of that, there's an interesting tidbit to all of that as well, that Hulu already has agreements in place to sell add-on subscriptions for Paramount Plus and Showtime.
Okay.
On top of Max now. So I want to get your thoughts on this, because isn't this what we were running away from?
Yep. And South Park actually talked about this, did an episode on it, how everybody was going to do, you know, streaming, how in the end it was just, that was it. Like, there's no, what was the point of cable? Like, I mean, what was the point of leaving cable? It's a mess.
What's old is new, you know, it's vintage, it's, you know, hip, it's in, you know, we're in the flashbacks of, you know, the '80s and nineties. The '90s are back, you know, wide leg jeans and I don't know, blazers,
thin eyebrows,
Lisa Frank,
yes,
and Cable. That's, you know, we're back at it.
I would agree with you that yes, I think there's a lot of elements of what's old is new again, but you know, if you're wearing, what'd you call the pants?
Wide leg.
Like the wide Jankos leg pants. Like, if you're wearing wide leg Jankos, you're not paying $100 a month for them. You pay once.
Well,
and you possibly get them for, you know, $20-$30 or whatever, and then you're good.
I guess the big difference that I can see when it comes to streaming versus cable is all of these streamers, you can, in theory, do with no contract. You can pay month to month, and it's basically the same price. Now, you can bundle, and you're stuck in there for your year or whatever. But you could, like, you know, with cable, I can't just buy access to only CBS if I wanted to. Like, there's no way to get out of bundling. So, like, Apple TV, we stopped with Apple TV because there's one show we watched on there. And we're like, all right, we'll just wait till it's there. Come back to Apple TV.
Ted Lasso. Plus,
no, it was Schmigadoon, and then they canceled it. So I have no reason to go back to Apple TV. And then it's like the same, you know, with anything. Like, if we're going to not watch a bunch of stuff on it, then you might as well cancel it. And then when the stuff comes back, you can do it. Like, you have that option.
That's true.
But doing these bundles is bringing it back to, all right, you got to buy the bundle. You're going to save $2 a month on these three streaming services, but you're stuck in the payment for a year or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's where it's back at the cable kind of feeling.
Yeah. I wasn't able to get a feeling for whether or not there's going to be any contracts associated with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that concerns me about how these bundles are possibly going to be set up is that there's already a really big market for data. You know, mm-hmm. when you watch it, how you watch it, you know,
it's probably the type the biggest... of
hardware you're watching it on and stuff like that. And Walmart recently made like the news because I guess people already associated them with the brand, but the On brand, the ONN brand that mm-hmm. they sell at Walmart, mm-hmm. they purchased the company that makes that. And the other thing that was really big in the news is that they now have a brand new version of Google TV, like an Android box for mm-hmm. streaming, that is far superior than the Google TV that already exists, the Chromecast that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that's happening with that Android TV and the new television sets that are being sold is that they're a direct line for marketing for Walmart, right? Like, that's right. Part of why they bought the company and the technology, because they want direct access to all of that data. And I think the next step is going to be having the ability to purchase directly through your TV and have some kind of like delivery service or something similar to Amazon, because I'm sure that Walmart wants to compete with Amazon. The only difference is I don't think you can buy from Amazon through a Fire Stick yet.
You know what? I'm surprised they're not working on that. You're watching like the Haunted Mansion movie and they're like, you know, I got my notepad from CVS or what, you know.
Yeah.
And then a pop-up comes up, need some notepads? And then you click, yes, I need notepads.
Yeah. I'm sure that's next.
I'm drinking this Gatorade, 12-pack of Gatorade on sale now. Add it to your cart.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I started wondering about with these bundles is one of the bigger changes that we've seen a lot of companies take is removing their lower tier plans, mm-hmm. upping the prices, and then even... you know, even though they raise their prices, you know, 30%, you still get ads. And you have to pay even more than that to not get ads. And we were already on a plan with Hulu that was supposed to not give us ads.
Right.
Right? And so mm-hmm. how is that going to affect it? Like, will we now have to pay more if we decide to do this? How does it work if we already technically have these other services?
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I like having the individual apps
mm-hmm.
because I do get to choose whatever I want whenever I want. Right. And that is the advantage over cable, in my opinion.
Right.
That's always going to be the better way to view stuff, because you're not at the mercy of whatever's in
what's on
the guide at the time.
Yeah.
Or what's
on TNT.
Yeah.
I caught the middle of Top Gun. I guess that's what I'm
right.
Yeah.
But for instance, we have all of these services and we still use Sling TV to watch other stuff. Because, for instance, at least for now, I'm not going to have to worry about this come January of next year, but I'm a wrestling fan, and Monday Night Raw is on USA Network, and SmackDown is on Fox. You know, it was on Fox Sports, now it's just on Fox. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to SmackDown. I think they have another year or so on their contract, but WWE signed this really massive deal with Netflix to do live events through Netflix starting January of 2025.
Wow.
And I think the role of like these companies is going to be trying to get more and more live stuff happening directly through their services.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to how CBS currently has the Super Bowl through their app or through Paramount Plus. Peacock currently has the standard monthly, well, they're not called pay-per-views now, they're called premium live events for wrestling with Peacock, and I think they're going to do it with UFC going forward as well.
Interesting.
But I know the NFL was also shopping like a service that they could do their games on, and I don't know
the NFL on Disney Plus.
I mean, it could happen, right? Because they have the ESPN tie-in. Or
true.
You know what happens if you tie ESPN into part of the bundle? And then ESPN gets the exclusive rights to the NFL games. Or if, what's the DirecTV thing for baseball? Extra Innings? Like their package, their baseball package? Like, what if they lose the rights to Extra Innings and ESPN scoops it up? And now all the live games are on Disney Plus or on ESPN Plus or whatever.
Hulu.
Right?
Any
and
of those.
Yeah, it could be. And I think that's going to be the biggest. That's going to be the biggest fight in the next year, I think. How, not just how all of these services are going to work towards bundling themselves to kind of become cable again, mm-hmm. or a version of it,
mm-hmm.
But who's going to have access to the live stuff?
And well, and the live stuff's where they can make a lot of their ad money because they're so
right.
used to doing commercials. That, I mean, that's the whole thing with all of this is, the whole reason TV, you know, and cable and everything and having all these channels was lucrative was because of advertising. And so when they, you know, started streaming and they're like, no ads, it worked for Netflix for a while because they were the only one in the game. And so everybody had it. But now there's, you know, 10 streamers or whatever, and not everybody has every single one, and they're trying to do more, and they're becoming their own studios, and they're, you know, making so much more content besides just licensing or purchasing content from other places that they need other income besides the monthly subscription fee. Because if you were to do no ads and you only had one option, it was no ads, at this point, you'd be probably paying $40, $50 a month to make it so they could, like, if they only had one tier and it was no ads. So I understand it. Like, that's just how our economy works, I guess, and how the whole backbone of TV and television shows and all that stuff has just worked, and nobody has seemed to figure it out any other way. So I guess it's you know, I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is what they're learning, I guess.
No. But the wrench in all of that is that technically streamers have figured out a way around that. Because streamers are making, and not just regular streamers, right? Like, there's a handful of YouTubers. Like, look at Mr. Beast,
uh-huh.
right? I'm sure that any company, any media company would love Mr. Beast numbers for anything mm-hmm. that they broadcast.
Right.
Because when you look at you know, the popularity of how many views and likes one of his videos gets in comparison to the heyday of TV, where you could go back and get the Nielsen ratings on a Monday and be like, oh, wow, this primetime thing on Friday got 18.9 million viewers and they were on for the entirety of the hour. And it wasn't until the final quarter hour that we saw a 3% drop off. Like, that's all live analytics the day and at the moment it's happening. Like, you can make those deals live. You don't have to wait a week and you don't have to wait a week. So I think there are services. I mean, even YouTube had their hand in trying to fund creators to make these projects. When they first launched, I think, YouTube TV, they gave them money as part of a creator fund to create series. And some of them were okay. Like, they weren't. Yeah. Because they were scripted and some of these creators were better at the live stuff that they did, or more off-the-cuff things, like they weren't as experienced. It was not having the experience of the TV crews available to them to help them through the process that I think hurt the projects ultimately.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of them had potential of being really big. They just didn't have the additional resources. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they begin to try to make up for that ad revenue. The only
Mr. Beast has ads, right? That's how he's made all his money, right?
Well, sponsors, he gets sponsorships. Yeah.
I mean, and that's just an ad in your, that's instead of a commercial, you just, that's an advertisement you wear in your thing or whatever. It's still an ad, right?
And I'm so glad you said that, because I started wondering if we're going to start seeing more of what, especially like in the 50s, you saw this a lot, where right in the middle of the show, there was an ad placement as the product part placement. Of the, like a product placement as part of the show.
The plot.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that you could be watching like Law and Order SVU and be like, wow, this brand new Coca-Cola lime is the best thing I've ever tasted. Sure helps me on a long day of fighting crime. You know what I mean?
Anyway, the contusion was...
Yeah. Maybe we can use this Coca-Cola lime to clean the crime scene.
That reminds me of, there's a video floating around of, like, I think it was some... It was either Mexico or South American, like, airing of Star Wars, where, like, in the middle of it, the emperor like reaches for a beer out of an ice chest, like they film this like insert ad.
I heard somebody comment on that. I never saw it, but I think it was
quite interesting. You have to look it up.
Oh man, well, I don't remember when those bundles are going to be available. I had the ad up a moment ago, but they're coming. And I want to pose the question to all of you watching and listening right now. How many services do you have? Do you think you're going to want to bundle them up to possibly get a discount? Or is this too close to cable? And if you were a cable cutter like we were so many years ago, is this defeating the purpose for you as well? Let us know in the comments. We'd love to know where you stand on all of this. And if you want to see more of it, I mean, you could be on the side of thinking that it's a great idea and making it easier for you to kind of pay for one thing monthly, which in some cases actually is pretty good. But it does... It's going to be interesting to see how many other people or how many other services jump onto this trend. Oh. All right. Well, we just saw the Frozen video a moment ago, but now I want to show a video that, Andrew, I think you sent this in our chat.
What did I send? I don't remember.
It was the drones.
Oh, okay.
Coming to also to Fantasy Springs. It's Disney's Dreams That Soar drone show. Imagineering posted a sneak peek of this over on Instagram, but I was able to get a full video.
So this, I want to tell you right now that this is not, hold on, let me double check. I'm double checking that this is where, yes, this is not at Fantasy Springs in Tokyo. This is at Disney Springs in Walt Disney World.
Oh, okay.
This is
at Walt
Disney World. This is in their downtown Disney area. Well, that's why I thought it was more interesting. I was like, overseas drone shows, whatever. This is Disney Springs.
Okay.
Walt Disney World, Florida.
All right. Well, let's switch over to that. And let's take a look at the sneak peek.
So we're seeing field with a bunch of drones, and they all have a ball on them if you're just listening.
Yeah.
And now they're blinking. They
also
blink.
There is a new song for this drone show that I've lowered the volume on, again, because at some point Disney's going to copyright that, or if it's not already, and I don't want to get the strike.
Oh, my goodness.
We got Peter Pan with some stars, and he turns into sparkles.
Pixie dust.
And then... flies and turns into Dumbo with a balloon and clouds. Hey, Dumbo.
That is cute.
I love the clouds, the way the cloud floating goes behind him.
Yeah. And the in balloon front of goes the
behind
balloon.
The cloud. Yeah. And then now we're seeing some more pixie dust, as Melissa said, turn into Wally and
Wally
Eve.
And Eve.
Aww.
This is Define Dancing.
So
the concept for this was characters that either did fly or had aspirations of flying.
Apparently, this Baymax is massive.
They says the biggest thing, I think, is the Baymax.
Wow. And
I love the how they're flickering
so cool.
The fire at the bottom of his feet.
Yeah.
The Death Star looks so cool, too.
That is sick.
is that Launchpad McQuack?
Launchpad McQuack.
The Orange Bird
and
Pegasus.
We are putting into the sky drones that take the images and shapes of our Disney characters. And we're doing this on such a grand scale that it's a first for us of this size of show in the sky. What I can't wait to see is when the show opens to turn and watch our guests watch this experience in the sky. It is truly one of a kind, and I can't wait to see the families and friends, their faces of delight as they watch our Disney characters in Disney Dreams That Soar.
What I think is so special about Disney Dreams That Soar is the amount of drones. A typical drone show that we've seen with the Disney shows has been 500. We have 800 drones. And what I think is amazing is those extra drones help create constant visuals in the sky. The amount of drones really allowed us to make figures bigger than life, bigger than anything I've ever seen. The fact that we can have a Baymax figure and a Death Star that's bigger than the castle, bigger than Spaceship Earth, is incredible. Really, you have to come out and see this in person. It's going to change how you imagine what a drone show could be. What I'm so excited about is that guests can experience Disney Dreams That Soar.
How long was he talking? Because it was daytime, then it was nighttime, then it's daytime again. How long has he been talking?
He was at the cusp.
Disney Springs. So you can visit, have some dinner, see a movie, and then watch this amazing show above Lake Buena Vista.
That was awesome. You know, this video was actually missing one other piece that was a part of the Instagram one. I don't remember seeing it. Yeah, in between the Peter Pan and the Dumbo scenes on Instagram, they had the Rocketeer.
Oh, yes,
as one of the characters. And one, I love the Rocketeer. It's one of my favorite Disney movies, and I don't think the Rocketeer gets enough love. Like, the same way that you complain about Indy not getting enough love and Temple of the Forbidden Nine, like, that's how I feel about the Rocketeer. I'm not as vocal about it, but that's how I feel about the Rocketeer.
And, I agree.
And when I saw the character as part of the show, it made my Grinchy little heart happy. It was awesome.
But he did for sure fly, right? He flew around.
Man, look, the fire on Baymax's feet right here. the way that it's flickering and the way that they slightly adjust his legs so that it looks like he's kind of like flying at an angle. Oh, one of my lights just went out.
Yay.
That looks so cool. I love
yes,
this.
Yes, it's fantastic. Yeah, and they said the Death Star was, I think in the Instagram video, the Death Star is about as big as Spaceship Earth.
That's insane.
And Baymax is bigger than the Death Star.
800 drones. That is just
wow,
fantastic.
And just think, that Death Star is probably only like 400 of them, and then the rest of them are doing other stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That is so cool. And, you know, of course it's not happening, you know, in Anaheim. It's happening. I honestly thought it was going to be happening at Fantasy Springs. I didn't realize that it was at Disney Springs that they were doing this. That's super cool. Well, I'm sure that once this launches, we'll get more video and live streams of people doing it.
Maybe they'll be one of your favorites, the folks from Avatar flying on one of those flying majigs. You know, everybody loves Avatar. The Na'vi, they are, you know, they're big, they're in their blue, and they have the Akron, and they fly around. I have one. Where's my guy?
Do you know who's blue and who could fly and would be better? Genie.
Oh, yeah.
I have this.
Oh, my goodness. You really do have one. You know who... Wait, was Figment in the Instagram video?
I just saw Orange Bird.
I saw Orange Bird.
I didn't see Figment.
I don't... It'd be funny if they don't include Figment, especially if it's going to be in Florida.
Over, yeah.
Huh. I'm sure they'll include some kind of... If they included Figment and then they had some representation of Dreamfinder, I think people would lose their collective...
Oh, that would be so cool.
Disney churros. Yeah. All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. What do you think?
Yeah.
That was a fun video. That Frozen video that we saw earlier blew my mind. Man, Imagineering, I love you so much. I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate your work and everything that you do. So...
I need to say thank you to Walt Disney Imagineering and all the Imagineers for making Avatar such a popular attraction.
Come on. Your dinosaur is looking at me funny.
This is an Akron, thank you very much. This is from
is that
Avatar.
What they're called?
Yeah, that's the, I think, or maybe it's a small one, I don't know. It's one of those, oops, I just banged the microphone. I'm sorry, everybody. It's supposed to go on your shoulder. It's like the, you know, Star Wars, they have the,
got it,
whatever you call them. And so you pop, and then it has a remote. Ow, I got stuck in my hair. Let's get out of here. It has a remote, and you move it. I know it's stuck
in
my hair.
Oh,
this no, it is all in your hair now.
This is, okay, I got it out.
It's like it's attacking you.
What a night. What a night.
All right, that's it. It's over.
It's over.
That's not how we end it. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep moving forward, and always remember to pass on the magic. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Part of the Podketeers Network.